Well, hi, this is Steve Hall. Thanks for checking out the podcast today. Have you seen the movie War Room? Have you seen it yet? Well, if you have, and if you're anything like me, you probably left the theater with a real serious desire to be a more effective prayer warrior. Am I right? If you haven't seen it, you really do need to see it. I'm not kidding. It's really good. But even though that movie caused me to have a strong desire to get more serious than I've ever been before about my prayer life, I knew from past experience that there was a great danger that the highly emotional moment I was in at the time would just pass on by and I would quickly settle back into the same routine I had been in with little or no change. Can you identify with that? You know what I'm talking about, right? Also, if you're like me, you've probably, in the past, tried several different ways to make sure you were praying more effectively and more systematically. You've probably had so many things you knew you needed to be praying about, but of course you can't keep all those in your head at once, so you try to get organized, and you may have used prayer journals, you may have used prayer notebooks, perhaps pretty complicated prayer notebooks. Maybe prayer spreadsheets, I've tried that, prayer databases on the computer. All of these can be very good. And I believe God can use any and all of those kinds of efforts to be more organized in our prayer life. But as I was praying about the movie and about the impact I knew God wanted it to have on my life, and asking Him to show me how to get my prayer life better organized, the idea came to my mind that I ought to check out the app store for my Android phone and look at some of the prayer apps. I knew they were there. And when I went to the app store, I saw several of the prayer apps, and I really didn't know where to begin. I just read a few descriptions and a few of the reviews at random. And then it came to my mind, why don't I just Google prayer app reviews and see what I find on the internet? And I immediately found a post by Tim Challies in which he highly recommended a prayer app called PrayerMate, P-R-A-Y-E-R, uppercase M-A-T-E, one word. You may have heard of Tim Challies. He's a very highly respected Canadian pastor and author and blogger. But here's what Tim Challies wrote, and I'm quoting him here. He said, "I say it without hyperbole, PrayerMate revitalized my prayer life. It has been at least a couple of years since I made the move from organizing my prayers in a book to organizing my prayers in an app. And at least for now, I don't ever see myself going back. I know that praying from an app is not for everyone, but for me, it has made all the difference." End quote. So I decided to check that one out. And after several days of use now, I've only been using it a few days, but I'll add my hearty amen to those words. I think it's fantastic. PrayerMate lets you organize your prayer concerns into categories. And you can have as many categories as you like. And then under each category, you can have a list of subjects that you're praying for within that category. And if you like, you can add notes and comments for each one of those subjects. You can even add pictures and links if you want to do that. And of course, you can decide how many subjects you want under each category, but you can also decide how many subjects in each category you want to pray for at one sitting. So when you sit down to pray, how many of those in that particular category are you going to pray for at one time? For example, I have a category for our Sunday school class at Sevier Heights, and it has 52 names on it. Well, currently, I'm praying for 7 of those at each sitting. If I tried to pray for them all every time I sat down, I would wind up not getting to other categories that I needed to get to, other prayer needs, so I limit it to 7. I have a category for my wife, Vicky. I have categories for our sons and their wives. I have a category for our grandkids. I have a category for my own personal spiritual growth. I have a category for our church, Sevier Heights. I have a category for other churches that I'm familiar with. I have a category for some Christian high school teachers. I've got a category for the small group that meets in our home. I've got a category for missions. I've got a category for our nation. I've got a category for elected officials. I've got a category for the Supreme Court. You get the idea. You can have a category of Bible prayers. I have one of those too. For example, each day or each time you sit down to pray, a different Bible prayer will come up depending on how many of them you've entered. You can also subscribe to online feeds like the International Mission Board or the Southern Baptist Convention. There's an online feed, and they will keep giving you new requests of things to pray for on the mission field. Open Doors USA has the same kind of thing to know how to pray better for the persecuted church. A whole lot of those. So you get the idea? If you have a long list of names in a category, you might have all the people in your church, for example, if you're in a small church. It may take several days to pray through that whole list, but the app makes sure you keep up with where you left off and make sure you don't skip anybody. And by telling it that you wish to pray for a certain number a day, you can avoid getting so focused on one category that you wind up neglecting other important prayer needs, and it keeps you organized. Once you get it set up, when you take time to pray, all you have to do is swipe from right to left, work your way through the categories, one card at a time. So at this point, after a few days, I have 21 categories, somewhere around 230 names and prayer requests on there. It's growing rapidly, but it's staying organized, and it's in a format that's easy to use. I love it. Sometimes I pray through it alone. Sometimes when I'm with Vicki, we'll pray through it together. It's very easy to add entries anytime you want to. You can reorganize the categories. You can reorganize the subjects anytime you want to. And certainly you'll want to take a little time on a regular basis to keep things up to date. It's also easy to add comments and names and entries on the fly. In other words, as you're praying through your cards and you say, oh, I need to add this comment, or oh, I need to add this person. It's easy just to go ahead and add that while you're praying. So, have you seen War Room? Don't miss it. I think it'll motivate you to want to be a better prayer warrior. And then you may choose to organize your prayer life in an entirely different way, and that's between you and God. But I think at least you may want to try out this PrayerMate app. Stay in the battle, okay? Father, help us to stay in the battle. Help us to be more effective prayer warriors than we've ever been before. Thank you so much for the people who put together the movie, War Room. Thank you for the people who put together this PrayerMate app. Father, thank you for giving us ways that we can be more organized and pray more effectively. We want to be better prayer warriors, Father. We want to be faithful. We don't want to forget to pray for things that we need to pray for. We don't want to neglect to pray for people that we need to remember in prayer. So thank you for things like this to help us stay motivated and to help us stay organized. Would you please use all of these things to get great glory for yourself and to bless your people all over the earth? We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.